And welcome to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt Leach on the other side of the glass. And hey, we're in the midst of Art Fair, and we've already had our rain, and it's moved on. So that's good. Now, if you're listening to us and you're on your way out here to the Art Fair, which will be going on the rest of the day, I'm thinking at least till it get dark, 8 o'clock. I mean, whatever. But if you're like Matt, you want to come out and get that first sale, get that nice new thing. You'll probably see me on Sunday round about when it's closing up. I'm running from tent to tent saying what you want to sell for. You know what I'm saying?
I got $5. What you got?
Exactly. I know. Hey, you got $185 on that. I got $5. You want to take it home with you, or you want to let me just take it home? That's what I'm going to say. You right about that. True that. True that.
That's how I am. With $5 or no dollars.
Exactly. You're going to get something for it. You're going to get something for it. I'm going to tell you what. Look, and the weather, it's going to be, right now it's cool outside. Not hot. A little bit of rain. It was okay.
Sun's peeking out for a second.
Yeah.
If you're an Ann Arbor local and you want to get out there, now's the time.
Oh, yeah. Because people don't come out if it's raining, man. I saw everybody running for cover. I told you they're going to start running for cover.
You know it's bound to happen. Did we find out if the union's open back up, if they could get in there? Or?
Union is partly open, partly closed. Okay. They're doing construction, man. I told you they doing some modifications to the union, bringing it up the code again. Well, not bringing it up the code, but bringing it back to the 21st century.
Angel Hall still open?
Yeah,
they got to have summer. They got to have summer classes or something like
Angel
that.
Angel Hall's open. I mean, they got.
Find somewhere to run when that rain comes,
dude. They got that. What's the tunnel way called?
Nichols Arcade?
Yeah.
That place is going to be packed when it starts raining.
Yeah, so you got that. And then what else? You got some other places that you can hide from the rain. I mean, really, it wasn't pouring out. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really pouring out. I mean, it was, you got wet. I mean, you would get wet.
I know you don't have to deal with such things, but people like me, people like us with the big hair don't care. We got to deal with that rain, man. Well, even just a little bit messes up this dew.
There is this thing that's called a umbrella that you can walk around with.
But then you got to carry it around all day.
There's nothing. Hey, I flipped mine. Well, I had mine.
You're that person who sprays it on people when you're trying to dry it off.
No, I leave mine outside and let it air dry. I do. I let it air dry, you know? Really? I just air dry it and let it do its thing, you know? Just saying.
Like so, Cuba Goody and Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
Air dry.
You'll need to dust it off. I just air dry it because I have crazy pets that are afraid of them. You leave them, you know, you go, they get all scared and go hide. Yeah. Kind of scares the dog and cats.
What?
Sorry.
Sonny.
The noise.
Come on.
I mean,
man.
Here's a dog that can stand out in a field and watch fireworks pop, right? Not even.
Doesn't flinch.
Flinch. Take a little umbrella and flip it out, trying to dry it. He freaks out. So I air dry the umbrella now. Sorry.
We all got our little things.
He got a little quirk. That's his quirk. That's just a quirk. Follow up. Little update, and it's a follow up. We were talking yesterday at the end of the show about the NFL and the Miami Dolphins. Now, the Miami Dolphins issued a rule that said that you would be suspended if they catch you demonstrating on the field. You still have the option of staying inside. But the reason why the Miami Dolphins did that, there was no disciplinary rule in that rule. So they had to put it in there by 12 o'clock midnight last night. Or this morning, and that's why the Miami Dolphins did that. But the NFL and the NFLPA, when that was breaking out and we were talking about it, those two got together. I told you, billionaires fighting with millionaires. Those two got together, and they call a standstill. What that is they're going behind closed doors. They're not going to discuss it in the public anymore. No more public domain, and they're going to figure it out. So they'll figure it out amongst themselves so they don't have anything to fight about, so all the players agree, so all the owners agree. As a matter of fact, I was looking at one of these articles right here, the Giants owner, co-owner. What's his name? Robert... Steve Tisch. He just said, for him, he doesn't know why it's a big deal to the outside people, meaning the president. I don't know why he's got bigger things to fry. He shouldn't even be involved in this. But he is happy that they're going to be, the NFL and the NFLPA have decided to work together behind closed doors to work something out. Whatever they work out, that's between them and this league, he said. And, outside people shouldn't worry about it, but they do worry about it.
But we do worry about it, Jamie.
Yeah.
Because we're passionate. Because we love our game of football. And as we know how the game of football goes, so goes America. We just heard our coach from North Carolina tell us that the other day.
I got a beef with that, too. Media Day are stupid things now. I'm done with them. They're so stupid. I mean, I don't know why you have them. And here's my reasoning. And, hey, it's Free Phone Friday. Open up the phone, 734-998-1050. We can talk about the national anthem thing. There's a standoff now. A standstill. Excuse me, not a standoff. Stand still. That's what it's called.
Stand still.
Stand still.
Standoff doesn't sound
so
good.
No, stand still.
Stand still.
I corrected myself.
No, I know.
That being said, if you would get my computer fixed and I could see the screen, I mean, that would be nice, too. But you know what? I'm okay.
I'm not the computer guy, but we'll work on it. We'll
anyway,
get it.
That being said, there's also, what was I talking about? Oh, how stupid they are. So basically, what you're doing is you're bringing this coach in that really, really doesn't want to talk. Really doesn't want to talk about his team, doesn't want to give away anything. It's not sportsmanship. It's just not wanting to give anything away or giving you bulletin board material or whiteboard material or to be trolled on social media. So they say stupid stuff. Trying to... Now, Larry Fedoya, that guy, he went a little bit too far. I mean, he was trying to get away from talking about his team and players and everything like that, and he went way to the right. He went or to the left. I don't care which way he went. He went way
whichever
somewhere.
Whichever way he went, he went
exactly.
Way too far.
But if you listen to the coaches, I was listening to some, just all the, all the.
Well, because they've had SEC and ACC. Big Ten doesn't start till next
SEC,
week.
No, SEC, ACC, and the.
Pac-12?
No. Yeah, Pac-12.
The Big 12.
Big 12,
okay.
Yeah, they had the Big 12. The Big 10 and Pac-12 are next week.
Okay.
And you know those coaches don't want to really talk about if they're going to be successful, this, that. Look at Nick Saban. He struggled talking about trying to talk that he has no quarterback controversy. Really? You do. And then, I mean...
Not in his mind. He knows who his starter is. And
well, sure
he
does.
He's not starting.
But he doesn't want to tell you or me, and he doesn't want anybody else to know. But you're going to get asked those questions. You're going to get... those questions, and he's going to keep denying, he's going to keep saying some things. I don't know if we're going to be that good. Do you really think Nick Saban doesn't think his team's going to be good?
Oh, I believe he doesn't think that they're going to be that good because he's crazy, and that's why they win all the time.
I think he thinks they're going to be good, but he doesn't want anybody to know what he thinks. So he's going to say, I don't know how good we're going to be. I really don't know. He knows. He looks at the depth chart. He knows what he has. He knows where the holes are filled. He's been at spring ball. He's seen his players play. He's probably looked over. If you know Nick Saban, he's probably at the lake house watching film going, huh, y'all get ready to leave? I'm coming right now.
He's
watching film.
He's replacing 9 of 11 starters on defense.
And did you see his demeanor? Didn't change a bit. He was talking about quarterback controversy, mad about that because he had to talk about it. But when he had when he's talking about replacing, he's like, yeah, you know what? I don't know how good our defense is going to be. I don't know. You just told me I got to replace 9 of 11 players. I mean, really? I mean, in the 11th player, the one that you say played, he may not even start. I mean, that's what he threw out there. Trying to deflect everything you, I mean, watch it. It's funny. And then I'm like, well, I mean, he feels that way. Now it's making me read through the lines. I don't feel like reading through the lines. Just tell me what you got, dog.
No, you got to read through the lines.
No, forget that. I'm done. That's why I said media day, I'm done with it. You know what?
So
I'll watch the Big Ten.
But again, you understand it because we are so starved for what we love so much, college football. It's not too far away, so we can't talk about camp just yet. So they give us a little something.
We're
so
3 weeks away.
So I was going to ask you, what do you think? Do you not like media day in general, or do you not like the circus that it has become?
Here's the thing. What I don't like is that everybody's trying to get big headline articles. And I'm talking about the journalists. They're trying to get something that they can take, hold on to. Like, what will Harbaugh do? What would Jim Harbaugh do? What's he going to do to get those, garner those big headlines for those reporters? Because they're all trying to get viewership, right? So they're all trying to get a nugget.
Click.
Trying to get somebody to grab on to what they're doing. They want national headlines. They don't want just local headlines. No. I think they want national headlines. And they're trying to get it. Whoever it is. That's why they introduce them. They give you three or four every day, trying to feed you just a little bit, trying to give you some headliners, you know?
Well, and that's what I think that's, you know, part of the problem. I don't necessarily have a problem with media day, but again, what it's become, we're like you said, we've got these guys scheduled in 4-hour blocks, and you know, they're just giving us a little taste each day, but because that's what they're doing, we're trying to fill up hours on television before the football season starts because we don't have anything right now. So we'll put these guys on here for way too long and we'll ask them way too many questions.
Same question, just a different way.
What it should be is just but also they have the ability to bring some of the student athletes, some of the actual team, so they get to interview them as well. But I agree, a lot of this stuff, it could be done in a half-hour press conference.
Look,
right over here.
Here's what Bo Schembechler Hall. Here's what Bo Schembechler would say. You know what? You're taking 5 days. You can condense that into 3 days, maybe 2 days if you want. Bring the coaches in. The players come in the next day. You have the little Big Ten luncheon because it's a luncheon. Well, I don't know what it is now. It's like a production. But you have the Big Ten luncheon. You do the luncheon. You introduce the new coaches to the league, to the conference. You introduce the student athletes. You have a student athlete introduce himself. What school he plays at, what position. Okay? Boom, sit down. After that, the commissioner comes in, says his dominus omnibus, whatever he says. The league's going to be, we're excited, blah, blah, blah. You know, get that out the way. Have the father come in, dominus omnibus. Good God, let's eat. You eat, you hear each. And now, they let each coach talk. Again, you're letting the coach talk again, but he gets up and he's going to give you maybe a word or two about his team and what they're expecting. Then you move on. You don't have, after that, it becomes a TV production. They want you to make it last, make it do this and make it do that. And they're looking for these coaches maybe to, you know, take a shot at one another a little bit. They're looking
absolutely
for that. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Jamie, like you just said, this is that's all it is. It's a TV production. And what I would say, because, of course, Bo would go with a little bit more of an old school style and mentality, and I would say, Bo, here in 2018, you like all that money that's coming into the athletic department?
And you know
what
he'd
say? Well,
it's
coming from the TVs. And guess what?
You know what he would say about all the money?
What?
He would just say, oh, well, it's just money. We don't need every dollar. We need enough just to make this work. We don't need every dollar. And really, you really don't need every dollar. But if it's going to help the conference, sure. But
it's easy to say that as the guy not actually one running the show. Where, yeah, I would imagine most people, I would imagine Ward would say, I could use every dollar I could get. The Big Ten commissioner, I would imagine he would say, I could use every dollar I could get.
Because it makes him look good. It makes him look good. The commissioners, you see, if you would have went with Ward or the coaches, you had me. But then when you said commissioners, they want the big production. They want every dollar. You want to know why? Because it makes them. I'm sitting on a gold mine right now. Right now, the Big Ten has the highest TV contract because the other ones aren't up. Yeah, they have the highest contract because they just negotiated.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So that being said, right now, our boy, the Big Ten commissioner, is the number one guy. He's
looking
sitting
great up
there going like this. Now, when it's up for SEC, we'll see. We'll see how much they make. They have a stronger tie-in with ESPN. They may not be able to do what the Big Ten did. They may not be able to go say, hey, Fox, you can have some of our games too, because they're with ABC. They did a joint thing. The Big Ten didn't work with Fox, but they let them keep their ESPN. Nobody wants to lose the ESPN thing because the ESPN.
That's how you're able to play each and every week.
Exactly. So it may not be as lucrative, but that being said, you've taken Media Day and you've turned it into something else. It's not just Media Day. It's you make your coaches say stupid stuff. And then you got to explain these coaches, you know, why they say crazy stuff.
But again, like you said, they're looking for it. That's what TV's looking for.
Exactly.
That's not what we want, obviously not. We don't want any controversy coming out of these, but they're hoping for a Jeanine Pirro Whoopi Goldberg fight going on up there.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That's what they're hoping for. You want to know what they want? They want something like that, whatever it was, that camp that Coach Harbaugh and Urban were on, the west side of the state.
And you mean up at Wayne? It was
Muskegon or something. Rockford, maybe something. I thought it was on the west side of the state. I could be wrong, but you know the camp which I'm referring to, where Urban said a few things, and oh, is that a shot? Even though, yeah, it's clearly, you know,
it was a shot. I'm sure
clearly some shots taken, and so it's just again
that he had his national championship shirt on.
That's what they're looking for right now. That's all they're looking for. Again, do you think Coach is really going to give you? Think he's really going to give you anything of substance?
Depends on
3 weeks
here
before camp
gets
going.
Depends. Look, everybody has a mark on them, or what I mean is, if you find their niche and you get them to talk, I get it. Coaches have they're all prepared. They have like what 7-8 guys around them trying to protect them.
Oh yeah,
on not what not to say. Okay, but coaches, you know, sometimes they're like, no, I'll answer that one. Sometimes they'll answer some questions. So for me, it's become like, you know, what is he really trying to say? Because when they ask him questions, I was watching, Coach, don't ask him if he's got a quarterback controversy. We obviously already know Nick Saban has a quarterback controversy. I'd like to hear, which quarterback are you favoring, Coach? It's not a I don't care about the controversy because we already know he's going to say, I don't have a quarterback controversy. We just going to choose the one. We're not, and he's going to give you that. We haven't chosen a quarterback yet. Just say, which one are you favoring, Coach? And he's either going to say, well, I haven't decided that just yet. Or he'll say, well, you know, we're still going through a tedious process. We still got this camp to go through, and, you know, guys have got to stay healthy. Something like that. I don't want to hear the obvious question. I want to go in depth. Give me something. Coach, your defense has lost 10 guys. I know you got great talent, but do you think it's going to be as good as it was the last year or the year before or the year before? Because those defenses, they were great. Give him questions that's going to make him think and give you an answer that You can have, you got substance to it. Instead, we're getting, coach, you lost 10 guys. How are you going to rebuild? Well, I got other guys on the team. We're just going to put them in there. Okay. Or he looks at you. He looked at one guy. I did watch Nick Saban. He looked at one guy and goes, that's just a stupid question. I mean, he called out the report. And that becomes a headline because it says then he gets accused of being an angry man.
It's because he is an angry man.
He's not an angry man.
Oh, he's very angry man.
Why? Because he's a coach? Or he just he's an angry man because why?
Because his general demeanor is him being angry a lot.
You wouldn't have liked Bo Schembechler, did you?
Oh, I know. I love Bo.
I guess you wouldn't have liked Bo Schembechler because he wasn't angry. He would say to you, what kind of stupid question are you asking me? And I would I was there. So I just started laughing.
Wait, you as a player, you don't think
as a player,
Bo, you don't
I just laughed.
Bo was an angry man?
I don't think he was angry. He didn't get, right now, the person that I am right now, I don't think he was angry. He got a stupid question. To him, that was a stupid question. And then you get, stupid question gets a very angry response.
A blunt response.
Nowadays you can't do that because depends on who you're speaking to. And I mean, you know as well as I do what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, you just have to be careful with that.
Yeah.
Just saying, I look, media days to me are getting boring. Give me something else then.
But
I
also, like you said, they're looking for because I don't know if other conferences do it the same way, but having three players come along with the coach, I think players being younger,
mm-hmm.
not professionals, like these coaches are trained what to say, what not to say. This is part of their...
Oh, the players got media guys around them.
Oh, and they do as well, but you're much more likely to get a player to slip up and say you get a Michigan player saying something about Ohio State or whatever it might be, or a Texas player saying something about Oklahoma, which then, hey, we saw what happened when Devin Bush replies to a tweet, how it became big news.
Look, first of all, I'm not going to talk about that anymore. I'm done with that.
No, I'm just saying, but you try and go to kid, you try and ask a question that gets a response of an Ohio State player saying something, oh, man, we're going to crush Michigan, don't worry about them, or whatever it might be.
Nowadays, though, really, they don't talk about like that anymore.
Mm.
No. Look, they pick these kids for a reason, and before they pick them, they go through with them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Dave Abeloff sits down with them and tell them what you can and cannot say. You will not make anybody angry. They sing their fight song. They make them sing their fight song for the TV. Gotta sing the fight song. You sing your fight song. You tell your likes and dislikes. You get in your full gear. And they take a picture of you doing something so they can send it out to the newspapers and everything like that. I ain't do that. All we had to do was wear a suit and a tie and say thank you very much. That was it. That was it. I don't think Jumbo said anything. He just grunted. Okay.
Jumbo's going to beat you up for that one.
He ain't going to beat me up. He
putting you in a headlock the first time he sees you.
I talked about it with him today. Do you remember the media day? And what do you think he said to me?
No.
No. What did we do? I'm the keeper of the memory for me and Jumbo. For two braids. One braid.
Seems like every time you talk to him, I don't remember that. What happened in that game?
What did we do? What did we do?
We ran to the right side, left side. What happened on that one?
And so I guess Jumbo got asked a question about, blocking a player. And like you said, he could have said, I crush everybody. But he didn't. He went like this. He said, and I'm not talking about the player and everything like that. He says, well, they got some great athletes out there, and yeah, they make it tough, but eventually we'll get it blocked up. very, you know, very nice and everything. But he comes to me, I would destroy these guys. I put them on their backs every time. And you're just laughing. And now Jumbo looked at the schedule. This was weird. He wouldn't let us. I'm talking about me and him. He wouldn't let me and him hang out with anybody that was on our schedule. So if we were playing you that year, we hung out with the Purdue guys. We didn't play Purdue that year. So we went to dinner with them.
Which Purdue guys?
A linebacker and, well, a defense and offensive guy. Purdue brought that.
Okay.
I think, I don't know who on defense we, oh, Doug Mallory, I think Doug Mallory came. So you hung out with those guys, the guys you didn't play.
Boiler up.
Right. So, you know, I found out a lot about, you know, West Lafayette. Like, okay.
Took you all 10 minutes to find out everything you need to know.
Right. But, you know, whatever. I mean, you don't hang. That's what I learned. But nowadays, those guys, they take them out. They take them around town.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
Like you said, it's a big production.
It is a big production. You're taking pictures. It's like you're a movie star. Like you're making a movie star. You're out there doing your thing. And the Big Ten Network needs all of that. So they can give it to ESPN. So they can get it to anybody who wants it in that local town.
Because we need to know, Jamie. We need to know.
What you need to know. If you can read, you can find out what all you need to know in those college books. They break it down 7 different ways.
No, but a lot could have changed between when that book was printed last week and today.
You hope it doesn't change. Let me say this. The only thing that could change is that the player that was injured could be getting healthier. And you don't want nobody to know that. I'm just telling you. I mean, that's what they got. That player could be, player A could be getting healthier. And you really don't want anybody to know that. I mean, if I'm whatchamacallit, the coach at Northwestern, I don't want nobody knowing my quarterback. He
tore his ACL.
Yeah.
It's hurt.
Yeah, exactly. And we're hoping he comes back as soon as possible. He's probably 50, 60%. You know he's saying that. Even though he may be 80, 90%. And he's running around on the field throwing the ball.
We might not have a chance sooner rather than later with what's going on with all these gambling laws.
Dude.
Injury report.
All I'm going to say is, those kids, well, more getting into it, those kids can sue. That's what I'm hearing. The school cannot issue your medical records or talk medical about a student athlete. That's why you call them a student. Students can't give away your
employees.
Personal.
They're not employees
exactly.
Of the university.
Right. So you really got, that's, I get it. I understand. Those reports would be valuable. Those injury reports would be really valuable. But is it worth it? One kid could just say, hey, you put my private information out there? See, they attend the university. So I mean, it's a little bit of a hill climb on that one. They gotta figure that one out. I'm sure they will, though.
Figure out soon.
I'm sure they will. It may not be this year. You may not see it this year.
But I saw something, because it's when we were talking the other day about the North Carolina coach,
mm-hmm.
where the ACC commissioner said, not this year, but he says, by 2019, I could see injury reports being required.
We'll see.
Well, no, I'll try and maybe find the article here over the mm-hmm. next break, but that was one major conference commissioner.
No, we'll see. I mean, we got our commissioner. Wait a minute. Our commissioner was talking about it, too, and some of the ADs.
Well, I saw, and I was reading another one where I believe it was West Virginia and Marshall are saying, hey, we want some of that. We want a fee.
Oh,
there's going to be gambling on college sports. We want our fee.
Now, does that sound right?
No. Oh, no. It's terrible. But right. I'm telling you, I think it's West Virginia and Marshall were both saying that.
Wow. Well, I mean, you are making money off of these
Well, saying,
kids.
Hey, we don't think that you should be gambling on college sports, but if you're going to allow that, we want our cut.
Wow. Well, we'll see. We got to go to a break. Good God, why you let me go over so much?
All right. I was having fun.
We go to a break and we come back. Remember, it's Free Phone Friday. You're listening to the M Zone.